This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, August 18. Saving Marriage. A reading comes from Exodus chapter 20, verse 14, and Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 25. Exodus 20, verse 14. You shall not commit adultery. Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 25. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. If atoms are so-called building blocks of matter, what are atoms made of? Scientists have identified protons, neutrons, and electrons as particles that make up atoms, and even more fundamental particles are quarks and leptons. In some ways, similarly, if families are the so-called building blocks of society, what is the family made of? Well, there are parents, children, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and marriage is the foundation of the family unit. Genesis 2 recounts the creation story, informing us that God made us human beings and that male and female are made for each other. In verse 24, we see also that God established marriage. While no marriage is perfect, marriage in general, and at its best, is a physical and spiritual relationship in which a husband and wife promise to love, honor, and cherish one another throughout their lives. For the family and for society, marriage is a precious, lasting gift from God. God promises to bless marriages, and he strictly warns against violating the sacred union between husband and wife. The seventh commandment states, "You shall not commit adultery," and this refers to all things that would demean or disfigure the gift of marriage. Christians should do all they can to preserve and protect the beauty and holiness of marriage for the sake of families and societies. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for marriage. Help us to do all we can to preserve and protect this fragile gift from everything that seeks to destroy it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.